Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Presented by Chapin Luhat, Andrew Law Firm, doing good by doing right. Chris Smuller has the day off. John Parrotto, Pittsburgh's MLB insider, is going to join me in about 20 minutes. Jerome Bettis on Tiki and Tierney. You hear those guys on the CBS Sports Minutes we get after the 20 updates. They had Jerome Bettis on, and they were kind enough to send over some of these clips, Craig. Bettis talking about a bunch of things, including Ben Roethlisberger admitting he had a porno addiction. But that's not where the conversation starts. We'll go through some of this and debate it and discuss it together. Bettis on the odds that the Steelers' offense rebounds and takes off in 2020.
I will say this about Juju Smith-Schuster. You know, people say, well, he didn't really step up. How can you when you don't have a quarterback throwing the football?
Great
you know, it's unfortunate that he just, I mean, how can he take the next step when you don't get balls consistently? You know, that's the hard part. It looks as though he took a step back, but in actuality, he really didn't have the opportunity that he will have with Ben at the helm.
See, I don't agree with that, and I would love to talk to Jerome about it. I don't think that's not my version of what happened last year with Juju. My version of how the offense struggled without Ben Roethlisberger is more about Juju missing Antonio Brown than it is him missing Big Ben. Because if AB is still on the team, Juju isn't matched up against the best corners. He isn't, and this didn't happen a lot last year, but there's no thought of double-teaming him. I didn't think the guy, and I had people that watched the film until their eyes almost bled, tell me that he didn't get open. That is rule number one for a wide receiver. Get open and catch the ball. And honestly, he kind of struggled with both. Think of that Colts game where he had balls going off his hands for interceptions. I think about the play he should have made at the end of the Jets game where Hodges threw him one deep and he mistimed it and it went off his hand, incomplete, game over. Didn't make the most of his opportunities. Now, Roethlisberger will make things easier on Juju. There's no doubt about it, but that I just completely refuse to believe that Juju's struggles in 2019 can be totally written off or totally excused because of a quarterback injury. What Bettis is doing there, and I have to admit, I don't mind this, and I do appreciate this. What Bettis is doing in that comment is taking it's not even that subtle. It's a very obvious shot at Mason Rudolph. He is saying the quarterback was more of a problem than the wide receiver was. I don't think it's that simple. The place where Juju Smith-Schuster should be on a wide receiver depth chart is second. And you can make a lot of money doing that, and you can have a hell of a career doing that. When you ask that number two to be a number one, it's a lot harder. They get more attention from the defense. They get the best defensive back matchups. It's harder to sneak up on people. When you're a number two wide receiver and you're playing with Antonio Brown, Monday through Saturday, the team you're getting ready to play is coming up with ways to stop him, not you. Now, they're mindful of, it's not like Juju was a total non-entity. They knew who he was. But as a defensive coordinator, if I'm Wink Martindale and I'm running the Ravens defense, I'm looking at matchups against the Steelers with Antonio Brown and Juju. And I would think back then, telling myself, if Juju Smith-Schuster beats us and we lose because he goes off, well, then so be it. I can live with that. When I say that, that's a lot of the basketball and baseball coming out on me, because I've always believed that. Don't make somebody else beat you. In a and you're playing basketball, make the guy that can't shoot, leave him open to shoot 15-foot jumpers, and if he makes them and you lose that way, so be it. In baseball, pitch around the guy that can hit 50 home runs, and if the 250 hitter beats you, so be it. There's a lot of pressure on Juju, and I don't mean that's not going to go away because Ben Roethlisberger's back. You still would have to figure he's going to see the most defensive attention of any Steelers wide receiver. Now, if Deontay Johnson takes a huge step and passes Juju, and now he's the number one guy and Juju can fit into that number two spot, then that would be perfect. I don't see James Washington ascending to those heights. I think it's hard to ask much out of Chase Claypool, given the way this offseason during a pandemic has unfolded. So I think Deontay Johnson is the best hope for Juju. Because if he takes off and his career turns the corner in year two, if it turns into a pick-your-poison game with defenses, that's where Juju will benefit. Ben coming back, it's not going to change the cornerback assignments he gets from last year to this year. And he couldn't get open. That was the biggest problem. All right, here's more of Bettis on CBS Sports Radio.
This offense is going to be a whole lot better than it was last year. You put a good offense with that defense, now you got something.
Big Ben, how do we know his elbow's okay? I know what he says, and we hope he's okay. But he's not young, and that's a tough injury. Terry Bradshaw had that. Terry was done.
If he can come back and be 75% of the player that he was, you need a veteran guy who can manage the game. And if he can go out, if he can throw it 20 to 30 yards, you don't need the deep balls all the time.
Man, I tell you, that Bettis, I think, is probably drawing some on his experience of when he won a Super Bowl with Roethlisberger, but that hot hole philosophy, I want to see the Steelers actually pull that off. I don't think Mike Tomlin and Randy Feakner are going to sit down with Ben the first day they get up and running and tell him, look, you're just a veteran game manager now. You had to sit on the sidelines and watch our crappy quarterback play for an entire year. You had to sit through that. You had to feel like, you know, if you were healthy, we could have accomplished big things last year. You lost an entire year. And now we want you to step in. We want you to come back in and just hand the ball off and not throw any deep balls and not be the aggressive Ben Roethlisberger. I wonder, Craig, what Ben Roethlisberger thinks he has left. I wonder what he thinks.
you know, I guess this old Cowboy's got a little bit left in him.
Yeah. Thank you.
They're going to be able to run the football. You still got a really good offensive line. You have the ability to run the football, but when you don't have a threat to throw the football at quarterback, then the offense is one-dimensional. If you just get 75% of what Ben was, I think you're still going to have a highly functional offense, threats all over the football field.
See, that's, again, is Ben Roethlisberger at 75% better than Mason Rudolph is at his absolute best? Yes. If Ben's at 75%, but he thinks he's at 100%, you got a problem. I think that's what we saw with his peers. Phillip Rivers last year with the Chargers. Eli Manning the last couple of years. You had quarterbacks that were Super Bowl champion in one case, prolific passer in another. They're no longer in their prime, but they're still forcing balls and trying to make plays like they are. And so if Ben's only 75%, he'd have to buy into it and change his style of play to make it work. And I'm not entirely sold that Ben is willing to do that. Here's more of Bettis.
As we start to see some of these studs at the running back position, are we going to start to change this narrative about, oh, it's all about the quarterback?
When you look at college football, okay, these offenses, these has now watered down the opportunities for running backs. So You've only got running backs coming from five or six schools. You got Alabama, LSU, you've got Ohio State, you've got Georgia, you've got Wisconsin, maybe Penn State occasionally, and Michigan occasionally, and USC occasionally. You're not getting running backs from anywhere else. If those schools don't have a top-tier running back that year, then there's not one in the draft. All the teams that need a feature back, they're not available anymore because the kids that used to play running back are not going to school to play linebacker. All the schools want a smaller, shifty running back because they're not pounding the football.
Yeah.
Now, those guys who are 6 foot, 225 pounds, now they 6'1", they play linebacker. Hmm. Because now the game has changed. They want a faster, lighter linebacker. So now those guys are playing linebacker. If I'm a GM and I'm looking for a running back, there's no feature backs out there. So I've got to go and get two running backs that does. That's why it's devalued. When you see a featured guy, he's gone. Okay, Elliott, he went high. When the guy is there, he is gone. You saw the Patriots draft a first-round running back. They are the team that would definitely believe in that two platoon running back system. But when you find a guy who has that ability, he is the man.
That's why I think Tomlin's strategy with running backs is so ancient and archaic and less and less relevant in today's NFL. Tomlin literally said a couple of months ago that he believes in a feature running back, that he doesn't like running back by committee, that he likes one guy doing the lion's share of the work. And what Bettis is saying there is that fewer and fewer colleges are manufacturing and making those kinds of running backs. You have to adapt. If college isn't producing those guys, you can't try to make them on your own. And I think that's what they're trying to do with James Conner. James Conner's body is telling you that he can't hold up to being a Bettis who takes a pounding, who is a volume carry guy. You know, James can do that and get better in the fourth quarter for a game or two. But if you ask him to do that over 5 games, 10 games, he's going to break down. And I just don't know. I just don't really understand why the Steelers, why Mike Tomlin can't buy in to using, Bettis called it a platoon, 3 or 4 running backs that have different skill sets that play in different situations. And as Bettis said, those guys that can do it all, they get snatched up in the draft. They buck the trend. They do go in the first round. One of those guys was reportedly out there at the draft, Leonard Fournette. And the Steelers said no thank you, reportedly. And I would feel much better about everything Bettis said there. Run the ball, ask Ben to do less, be a veteran game manager if they had a dependable running back in their backfield. All right, one more from Bettis.
You heard Ben Roethlisberger on his alcoholism and porn addiction. What'd you think?
I was shocked. I didn't know anything about it. I never really saw him from an alcohol perspective. I never saw him get, you know, pissy or anything like that. So he's human, like all the rest of us. We're all flawed in our own way. He has been man enough to show that.
I can tell you what. If Mueller admits 3 or 4 years from now that he's had a porn addiction, I won't have the same answer as Bettis. Craig, I'll say, well, okay.
You won't just, like, let it go? And
I'll say, no, I'll say, hey, great that he's getting help. Great that he's got the courage to admit it and talk about it freely. I'm not shocked by it, though. I'm not completely surprised and blown away that he had that kind of I would not have the same reaction.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.